This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.
Assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
When have you seen a half-wit at work?
Put moron number two on the phone.
Look at me, look at me.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
I feel good.
Yeah, we're not sure what's wrong with us, but the show rates its ass off, so that's why we get paid a lot of money and we're on every night. Now, I'll tell you what's coming up.
Yeah.
Well, Jay-Z, moments away.
Ooh.
Middle of the week, he always comes in, tells us exactly what's going on in the AFL space.
The Devils, we'll ask him about.
Hump Day Quiz.
Hump Day Quiz
maybe.
Coming up.
Yes.
Of course, Jim.
All right.
That's why we rate so well.
Guernsey cash, 10 grand.
Mm, very nice.
Cash.
Cash.
Not here. Robbo?
Once there.
No right. Cash. Also, backhand, have a listen to this.
What?
Firstly, Gunter Steiner.
Gunter!
The legend of Drive to Survive, yeah. Former team boss of Haas.
And the
Arse. No. And it would also, Nat Fyfe.
No.
Backhand.
Really?
Coming to Melbourne to take on North Melbourne, 145. We're doing that game on Triple M Saturday. The champ speaks to us only.
Exclusivity.
Bill, that's it. That is a nuts lineup as I say hello to you.
Hey, g'day, Jim. How many's going to be at that game too? We'll ask Jay-Z that.
Be 40.
Yeah, 40,
yeah,
40, 40 would be
40 foul.
40 people.
Good momentum attached to both organisations. They'll be flying in, don't worry.
You know what today is? Bloody cold.
Is it? Yeah, it is.
Well,
sun's
been outside?
Out now. Sun's out now. Better.
This morning when
this morning
I went
got
on a run.
Cold.
Oh, Jesus,
I went from a run. Yeah.
I spoke to this lady last night and she, I don't know how we got to it. I said, what time do you get out of bed? I said, oh,
what did she say?
I said, about 9. I go down, walk down, have a coffee at 9:15.
Yeah.
She goes, you do not. I said, I'm telling you, she couldn't believe it. Nearly fell over. She's up at 7, feeding the kids, getting ready for work.
Nothing wrong with getting up at 9.
No, no.
If you don't have to get up, why would you?
Let everyone go to school, to work.
And suddenly the world's your oyster.
Yes. Oyster? Brian. Triple M, we'll have exclusivity.
Oh, no.
Triple M will have exclusivity. What is it, Jim?
Oh, no. Come on, Fat.
Come on, Fat. You're better than that.
I'd like you to be better than that.
Who? Old Trumpy.
Oh,
how's Trumpy? He might be the president again.
Surely not. Surely not.
Might be going better than the other bloke in the chair at the minute, if he's still with us. Rap, rap, rap.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Come now for rap, rap, rap.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Right.
Tyre Power's big Easter sale is now on. 25% off selected Toyo passenger and SUV tyres at Tyre Power.
Now, I like these ones because you can't put footy in there.
Well, a little bit.
So it limits you.
James Sicily will play this week because I've already spoken to Jay-Z.
Okay.
Yeah, kicking charge was downgraded. So he's playing this week.
So you're allowed to kick people.
It was more of a trip, I thought, Jim.
Well, he bikes in the air, so he's not tripping him.
What do you reckon? Who did Hawthorn play this week?
Question. I'm not doing the game, so I don't know.
Do you reckon all the boys will go to Sis and just push him around? And
they play the D's, don't they?
Oh, the Demons.
Mm.
Well, he can. Oh, look, I love him.
Oh, no, we all do, but fire him up.
He can get fiery, yes.
Oscar Allen's hurt his knee, Jim, out for five or 6 weeks.
Well, even longer this.
Yeah.
That's a great shame because while they're trying to cling on to something, West Coast fans,
yes,
as they go about this long, what's probably going to be a longish rebuild, he is a bloody star.
He is a bloody star. Mm. And co-captain this year.
So I'm sad to read that.
I'll tell you what, I might bring up with Jay-Z too.
Go on.
Adam Simpson already dropped Andrew Gaff.
I saw that.
And he had four on the
after one game.
Interesting. Mm. And we'll ask him about the Gabba cricket. Sheffield Shield. What about Cameron Bancroft?
Yes.
Fell off his bike.
What the hell?
Hit his head. He had a helmet on, but he hit his head, Jim. And he's out of the Sheffield Shield final, which starts tomorrow, Rab.
Yes, it does at the Wacker.
It does.
He would have been critical to what they're trying to do,
well,
too. Probably their best player.
Second leading run scorer this season.
Yep.
778 runs at 48, Jim. 300s, 450s, and he will be missed.
Yeah, he will.
Well done to Elise Perry, who's been a star over there in the women's IPL. She plays for the Royal Challengers.
Yes.
They won. won the first inaugural women's IPL, Jim.
Yep.
She finished the tournament with 347 runs and took 7 wickets. And in the final, they won by 8 wickets and she made 35 not out. Star. Well done, Elise.
I played a game in Bangalore. I think that's where the Royal Challengers play. I think Bangalore. Right. It's a beautiful city and a beautiful stadium.
Is it a good stadium?
Yep. It's got the ivy growing out. Well, it did when I played. It probably has modernised since then, but it's a lovely old-style cricket ground. Really nice.
A bit of soccer news. The Socceroos are preparing themselves. They're playing Lebanon.
Yep.
In the World Cup qualifier tomorrow night at Combank Stadium in Parramatta.
I know.
Been out to Parramatta. It's another
not
city.
For a long time.
It's another city on its own.
When did you go
there?
To Parramatta?
I went to the race course out there. It's a long way in the Uber, let me tell you. But it's like another city out there. But so they kick off tomorrow at 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the Socceroos. Also, I've got some audio, Jimmy Boy, for
go
you.
On.
Some audio. Now, this is for you because we all know about the English cricket team and how they've found excuses in losing. Yes. This is the English coach of the rugby union team. They were just defeated, Jim. They'd just been defeated by France, 33-31, and he's blamed the clock.
We didn't get a result we wanted, but I think you look at the players and the fight they have, the intensity they have. I think I don't ever get the sense now with these guys. I don't think they're ever beaten. We just run out of time. And I think we won't beat us now. We just run out of time.
A bit hard to hear that. Probably should have had a listen to the audio. Joey, would have been nice. Maybe you can hear it if you're a bit smaller.
What
I don't know.
Did he say?
You know what he said? They ran out of time.
Ran out of time.
Ran out of time.
They weren't beaten. They ran out of time.
They weren't beaten. They ran out of time. So can they?
They can drag an
whinge
excuse.
And
no doubt about it.
Come on, Bombies. You're better than that. And that is all because I see JC Clark.
Yes.
He's here. Look at him.
Getting nicely ahead of himself, too.
I like him.
He's got a. He's swimming out of his lane.
No.
And I said, with that guts, a bloody shark might take a nibble on him unless he gets back into the lane.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And I certainly wouldn't marry you.
No, and I wouldn't marry me.
If it's happening in footy,
one of the biggest stories of the season has just dropped.
This man will be all over it.
Have a go at Jay-Z. He's everywhere.
I know. He knows everything.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
How are you, mate? You big bowling ball? You good?
It's Jay-Z Clark.
Oh, he's in. You've got a level of confidence at the minute, Jay-Z. I'm not sure where it's come from.
I'm a humble leg spinner from Geelong.
Oh, my God.
Jim.
You've landed one wrong and that snuck through the gate.
Of you.
And now you're thinking you're bloody Shane Warne.
6 for 40 in the grand final, I had them. And then after break, they took me to absolute town. But I heard your little intro there before. You're giving me a little clip.
Well, we've got some audio.
Let's go straight there because, Jay-Z, we like this. You had a bit of a shot at our man here, Jimmy Boy.
Uh-oh.
Bob Jane team asked Jay-Z, is it still hot down there, Jay-Z?
Yes, and getting warmer down here, Brian. Whoa. Benny Mackay's first game for Essendon. This would be the biggest crowd he has ever played in front of.
Shut up, Jay-Z. Turn you right off.
So we like that.
Not really.
Yeah, that was a nice little jab.
And some hard ass Parkeroon.
I did a fact check, and it's actually double the biggest crowd.
Okay.
Oh, double.
Play your next bit.
And then he's gone bang, bang again.
Triple M, Bunnings trade scoreboard, Jay-Z.
Sorry, Jim. Benny Mackay, you were mentioning just the 8 wins across his career. Searching for his 9th here today.
Very carefully, Jay-Z.
So,
yes.
What? Now, what did our great friend Sam Newman always say to us?
What did he say?
You're going to be a smart ass. Get it right. So he's on fire.
He's happy with himself, Jimmy Boy. And then this happens.
As you mentioned, Asher, 5 new players today for Essendon, 4 from other clubs, plus also the debutant Elijah Sardis. I stuffed that up.
I think it was his 5th game.
It was his 5th, but he was quiet in those, so that's probably why I didn't notice him. But Bill, and you would understand this, I go sit down there in the boundary and I just sort of try and chip away, and I cop so many barbs from Jim and BT over the journey, I'm starting to fight back.
I know.
I'm starting to
fight
back.
And you had a couple of good jabs there because I like that about Benny. And so you fact-checked it, and it was double.
That would be wrong for a start.
Now, how many are going to be there this week, by the way, North Melbourne and Freo?
Oh, you know what? There's some real concerns. 18,000 fans is the forecast. The football club would love to have a 2 in the front of it, a 20-something $1,000 grand. And why wouldn't they turn up, Jim? They've got Zane Dersma.
I'm with you.
They've got Colby McKercher playing their first game back in Melbourne. They look like absolute superstars, these kids.
And were not the worst on the weekend against, I think, one of the best teams in the comp. So I'm with you. Get along to Marvel Stadium, 1:45 Saturday. Why wouldn't you? Now, speaking
of Fife, fine.
Can I just say, too, I reckon they're half a chance to get up. I know Fremantle were very good.
They were good.
But, you know, when they play well, sometimes they can be lulled into a false sense of security.
Injuries too, Freo.
They have got injuries.
They're weak down back, and North Melbourne, remember, beat them in the corresponding game last year. So, don't rule out the mighty Kangaroos.
The Tassie week, this has been.
Massive, hasn't it? So we know about the name and the jumper, which will change the Devils.
About to say, everyone's getting carried away about the jumper. This is just to launch the bloody thing. They're going to come up with whatever it looks like for round one. It won't look like that, I'm sure.
It's a launch jumper.
Exactly.
It's a dummy jumper. It'll end up being the Devil.
Why do people do that jump up and down?
Get wound up.
Carry on.
Well, you got to say something, I guess, at times, don't you, Bill? So anyway, that's great. Fantastic. 100-something thousand members. The intrigue now is about who's going to be wearing the jumpers. How is this list going to be built? What sort of team are they going to put out in the park for their first year? Should the new stadium be built? And should they go ahead with it in 2028? You think they would. Right, so it's going to be a very different list build. So you remember with Gold Coast and GWS, Jim, back in the day, they got off a whole truckload of first-round picks.
Got seven of the first 11 picks in 2010.
And GWS even more.
Nine of the first 11 picks.
And this is where a lot of the frustration stemmed around GWS's list build, because you remember their first 2 years, they were garbage. Right, they're getting beaten by 100 points every second
they
week.
They got the picks, and we thought they were going to win the premiership for 3 years. They're going to win it for the next 2 years, didn't we? Everyone said that.
We got a bit excited.
We got a bit ahead of ourselves.
But what we realised is it takes a long time for these kids to develop and grow up. So the big difference with the Tasmanian list build, and all the clubs are aware of this now, they will be forced to trade a lot of those draft picks. So, for example, if they are given seven top 10 draft picks in 2017 to come in 2028, the AFL might say something like, you have to trade at least five of them. And this is why it's a good thing. It's a double-edged sword. It's good for the Tasmanian footy side because they can then go and get Riley Sanders or Colby McKercher in his fourth season.
Who are Tassie boys. Whatever.
Yes, exactly. Yep. But then it also doesn't kill the clubs who are rebuilding, because you remember North, as they would come through, Jim, you didn't get access to the top picks.
No, exactly.
Because the Suns and the Giants hoarded them all. But because Tasmania will be forced to trade these picks, it means they'll be put back into circulation in the league and they will funnel out to those other clubs.
Spot on. The only thing I'll say about that from, let's say, Riley Sanders' point of view, pick whichever player you want, is it GWS, unlike the Gold Coast, who are now looks like they're getting their act together, but it's taken a long time, GWS were best in show, as in starting and then becoming good as quickly as you can.
Yes.
But they didn't play finals to their fifth year.
Yes.
So if you're a 26-year-old kid at a club that's going well, it's a big call because you go, all right, I can go to Tassie, but likely I'm going to be in my early 30s before we even look like playing in a final.
But if you're a Tassie boy, do you want to go home?
Well, I don't know.
And that is why I think they will aim for Tasmania to be competitive even sooner. Can they get it together in their third year or their fourth year? It's a really valid point, but it does help when you've got 1.5 sitting in their back pocket.
And so what I would argue with that, Jay-Z, is then it's, you know, you're looking at your 31, 32, 33. So you think, well, I've only got a couple of years left. And if they offer me a huge quid, I don't mind Salamanca and Fats Pub.
Yeah.
I'll go down to it's those 23, 4, 5-year-olds. Yep. It's a big call because that's the main part of your career.
It is a big call, but there's going to be some fat contracts with some sign-on bonuses where there's going to be extra money outside the cap to be able to lure these players.
Jeremy Cameron said, yeah, I'll go. If Geelong come to me in 28, right? So he's going to be 34. He goes, and Tassie want me? I'll go.
Of course he will. Out of the roof.
Come on.
Yes. Just. So this is the big issue. So this weekend's going to be the biggest story in the country with the election. Obviously, if the Liberals get up, they're going to build a shiny new stadium. But what clubs are talking about at the moment is they think it's the biggest no-brainer in football. Take the roof off the new stadium. Ooh. Have the shiny new toy. You don't need a roof. It's going to save you hundreds of millions of dollars. So if that brings it from, say, 1.3 back under $1 billion, that might be more palatable for the Tasmanian community. Have you ever sat in the MCG outer?
No, I've sat in the seats out the front of Belle Reve, Blunston. As cold as charity.
As charity.
I,
the mother-in-law's
I came back to a acceptable length. No, oh, I'm telling Jay-Z, I'm telling you, it was.
Remember, he used to sit up behind the goal,
bitterly cold.
And you used to wear those leather gloves.
And a beanie, and a scarf, and an overcoat, and I was still freezing.
A real fool's head. A real fool's head.
Be sitting next to Punner. Oh, gee, Cunners looks good today, Ricky, doesn't he?
What I was sitting next to was Gil. Just a couple more dollars. All right, Jay-Z, stick around.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
We're together. We're a team.
No, we're not.
We're a team.
No. I will throw you that hard under the bus. It won't matter.
Two-time Brownlow medalist Nat Fyfe to join us after five. Right now we've got the two-time Brownlow medalist Faithful Media, Jay-Z Clark, in the studio.
Now, sometimes teams, after one round,
there
are 23 of them, one round, seem to, for whatever reason, drag a whole lot of scrutiny.
Yes.
The Western Bulldogs are fitting into that category.
Yeah.
Why?
Attracting the blowtorch. I think this fortnight would be just about as important as it gets for Luke Beveridge outside his previous finals campaigns. If they don't knock off Gold Coast, and I know they got West Coast after that, they lost to the Eagles last round last year, of course, then the absolute Bunsen burner is going to be turned up. And there's just these sort of little whispers or divisions and friction around selection, etc. Like, how on earth? I think every Western Bulldogs fan, I reckon half the Western Bulldogs team were looking at Caleb Daniel, who was incredibly popular in the red, white and blue, sitting on the bench in that third quarter as they went turnover after turnover after turnover, and you got one of the best ball users on the ground sitting on the bench, would have been mystifying. And the way Marcus Bontempelli come off the ground at nearing three-quarter time, exasperated, clearly frustrated. Now, if he's not in the 22, Caleb Daniel, this weekend at against Gold Coast, I'll be shocked. I get the debate around Norton and whether he could go back because there are some defensive issues, et cetera. But
Darcy comes in.
As the Bulldogs say, Sam Darcy has to come in.
Kick five, didn't he, on the weekend?
You'd think.
Yeah.
Got to come in.
Ruck forward. But then how do they play Jamara, who's getting million-dollar offers from every second club? You know, where does Rory Lobb fit? You know, Aaron Norton, I understand the argument to play him back, but as the Dogs say, he's trained all summer as a forward role. We're not going to throw the baby out with the bathwater after just one round. But they need to get it going because, as you know better than anyone, Jim, you start to lose a couple of games.
Ooh.
They look at the talent on the list. They got a couple of big names out of contract still, Timmy English. And obviously Jamara needs to re-sign. Bailey Smith, we might see him in blue and white hoops next year. So there's a lot bubbling away at the Bulldogs, and it'll be interesting to see whether the sort of that tension appears on the field, because it wasn't a happy football club last year. They've tried to address some of those things, and they got Matt Rao to contend with, who looks like the most informed player in the competition, Ballarat, on Sunday.
Ballarat, exactly.
At Ballarat, they play well there.
Dogs.
The Dogs.
But what about the Gold Coast Suns? They had two beautiful wins up there on the Gold Coast. Sunny, beautiful. Then they go to Ballarat.
No, it was raining on Saturday.
It was raining and horrible.
Absolutely
Saturday.
Pissing down, actually.
It was. Richmond.
It's pissing down.
It was up there, Robert.
Jane Bunn's in no danger.
Richmond, what's going on there with their list set up?
Yeah, it's
going
to be fascinating, isn't it? Because you look at Richmond, they haven't had a top 15 pick, I think, other than Josh Gibkiss over the last 8 years. They haven't had the top end talent. They also need a key forward, a big banana. Jack Riewoldt's gone. Bill, also Tom Lynch is coming to the
tried Bolter.
The end of his career. Still looks like a backman, but you never know. Could work as a forward. So other clubs are having a look at some of their mid-tier types and seeing whether the Tigers might be interested in a bit of a trade. So Jack Graham is a free agent. South Australian, remember, he toured Port Adelaide a couple of years ago, holding off at the moment because you're going to see where how the Tigers' direction goes. The other one, and this has come a little bit from left field, is Liam Baker. Ooh. So he's the hard nut, you know, very reliable player, been a very consistent performer. He has interest from the West Australian clubs. He's out of contract this year. So do the Tigers look at it and go, well, if we can get a late first round pick, because Fremantle's got three of them, they're coming in this year, or an early second round pick. You do it to try and get four picks inside the top 30 because they've got 2 second rounders, 3 third rounders and 3 fourth rounders. Got a heap of picks sort of late, the Tigers. Do they try and move on a player to get in some top-end talent to try and boost that list rebuild? Because they need more top-end talent.
To the point you made in the previous break, once the Tassie list starts getting put together, there's going to be at least two compromised drafts, you'd sense.
Yes. Yep.
So that you want to have your ducks in a row by the time that happens. Because if you look back to the last two list builds, when clubs didn't have their ducks in a row when that started, they were nowhere for about 5 years.
And it sent North Melbourne to the free agency market.
It did.
Try to shortcut Jared Waite, Sean Higgins. Nicky Dell, which worked out well.
It did, but it just, and then Hawthorn were perfectly positioned so that when those drafts hit, they were smoking.
Hard to get the ducks in a row.
Well, it is.
Because they move the little
ones. They do, Bill, but if you get them in a row, you can have a very nice run there, Jay-Z.
You nearly get them, and then he does dopey moves there.
Hang on a sec. Fremantle lost Lockie Schultz to Collingwood. They got a first-round pick for him.
Yeah.
I wonder where they could essentially upgrade with that pick. They lose Schultz, but they get Baker for that midfield at Fremantle because they're going to go shopping at trade time. And that will be interesting, Bill.
The Gabba brings back a lot of memories for a lot of players out there. What's happening there?
Well, it's the worst stadium in the AFL in Australia, and it is it's desperately needed a refurb. Now, the Brisbane Lions thought that the Gabba was going to get one.
For the Olympics,
2032. But now the Queensland government, quite controversially, has pulled the funding from all the Gabba redevelopment. It's going to get a little bit of a boost, but not the major sort of, essentially rebuild that it needs. So it leaves the Lions and Queensland footy, where the AFL is putting millions and millions, tens of millions of dollars each year to try and grow the game with this really outdated stadium. So
Jay-Z, it's a fine stadium to sit in. It's a fine stadium to play on.
To watch.
It's just the back of house that's completely munted. So they've got to spend, that's where the money's got to go, isn't it? They've got to sort that out, but that can be sorted out.
Yeah, but this costs hundreds of millions of dollars.
Hospitality areas, and we can do all of that, can't we? Improve facilities and bars and things.
Before they moved the Lions to the Springfield setup with their new gym, I think their previous gym was in some sort of a dungeon which didn't get any natural light. So that's what we're dealing with here, Jim. It's an old sort of archaic.
It's 2024, Jay-Z. We can fix those areas. Surely we're good enough to do that.
Will they play at the new ground that they're going to build?
No. Now the Lions are at the Gabba because it's not going to change that much.
After 2028 or 32 or whenever it is.
No, that's a little.
Where are they going to play?
A little poxy little stadium. No, that's the problem.
Because the Gabba, Bill. I'll just fix it up.
Well but they're a not lot of gym. Money,
and
Jim.
Also you got the test match there every year and BBL and all the rest. It's an iconic venue, Jay-Z.
I wonder. You're the perfect person to ask this question. I wonder whether the Gabba is at risk of losing the magnificent test cricket, which we absolutely love there.
Ooh. No.
If you've got an old funky stadium. You got a beautiful stadium over there in Perth. Adelaide's been done up.
Just fix what's around the back and give us a 1-0 series lead against whomever we play against. The reason teams are getting us there is because it's back end of every series. Mm. Get it back at the top.
Righto.
And we go into India and England, one up.
Fix up the Gabba.
They're going to be under the pump. See, it's talking about under the pump. What about Collingwood? So 0-2 to start the season. There's going to be a defensive rejig. So they've got St Kilda, who are going to be tough to beat tomorrow night. No doubt about that. It's a massive game for the Saints. So have a look for Billy Frampton to come back in the team, potentially replacing Charlie Dean, who's been a little bit suspect, and whether Reef McInnes comes in for Ash Johnson. What are you laughing at, Jim?
Well, I'm laughing at how flat the Nipsies are around here because there's 18 Collingwood fans within a base.
So
2 metres of this joint. They're all flat as a biscuit.
Lose this one, zip and three, and then who do they play?
Well, they play Brisbane.
In Gabba.
Brisbane.
And then Hawthorn.
The statistics say that if you start the season 0-3, you don't play finals. I know Carlton got hot last
Jay-Z.
Year.
Thanks, Jay-Z.
So it's a big game. Craig McRae and the crew know it, obviously, clearly, but they need to get the chocolates against the Saints, who I think are going to be very tough to beat.
Very tough.
Ross Lamb will have them fired up, and it's a big game for Spud for all his match.
It is indeed. Yes. Yeah, superb. Just on the Giants, they don't play at home again till round 10.
Yeah.
Because the show's on up there.
Yes.
Yeah. They've got to have
the sheep walking around.
Cows doing big turds.
Coxie was right.
Imagine Adam Kingsley. I beg your pardon?
Yes. They're going to play two home games in Canberra, but the show's on, so they can't have their ground.
You're punted for the show.
Well done, Jay-Z. Where are we hearing you next, please?
Tomorrow night. Thursday rub.
Isaac Smith,
Kate McCarthy, Jack Heverin, and then Darce Corn in the game.
North Melbourne Saturday.
Can't wait for that.
Pull your head in.
18,000 fans. Get there.
Pull your head in.
Lock in.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. Sit, stay, and listen.
James Brayshaw and Billy Brownless.
Out to Swartz on the half forward flank. Divvies around, kicks long to the square. A shocking kick.
Shocking kick.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour.
He was given the microphone at K-Rock. Lock it on the rock.
Yes.
And people locked off the rock real quick.
I got sacked from
you did.
Bay FM.
You did.
K-Rock.
Yep.
And Colac.
And what, then SEN.
What about After Five on this show? Guernsey Cash.
Yes.
Nat Fife.
Yes.
Gunter Steiner.
It's an all-star lineup.
Oh, huge.
Don't worry about that for Guernsey a second.
Cash
but
After Five.
Mm. Hump Day Quiz.
Yes.
So, 133353, if you want to be involved, you've got to be up, you've got to be excited.
You do, Jim.
This is a snippet of what happened last week.
No. Which movie won Best Picture at the Oscars this week?
Ball. Damn.
Oppenheimer.
Oppenheimer.
Sammy.
A bit slow there.
Oh, you're too quick.
Oh, she could talk.
She won in the end, Sammy.
Enthusiastic.
And then what was she boiling on the stove?
No. Silverbeet?
Silverbeet.
And now 133353, but yes. The only thing we say about being a contestant on this quiz is you must be excited.
Up
and about, because the prizes are elite.
Oh, $200 Neverland Store voucher, if you don't mind. By the way, their warehouse sale, the Neverland Store, home of Australian streetwear, is happening Friday the 22nd, March 25 to March 30, 30 Warwick Avenue, Preston. Massive deals, past season collections, and never-before-seen samples, if you don't like.
Like that. All right.
Wow.
We do. Any theme?
Just what's happening.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Oh, thank you very much. Great to be with you. Wednesday Hump Day. Great prizes, of course. Mm. Do we have the Hump Day? No, we don't.
What are you talking about, Pat?
I thought we had the Camel Thursday.
That's Saturday.
Saturday, righto. Yeah.
Grind us to a halt.
Well, no, they might want to come on board.
No, jump on board Thirsty Camel if you want.
Yeah, Tubby will be listening and he'll say yes. We'll send you in a voucher, Bill, very shortly. Right. Five questions, Jim. We've got two magnificent contestants out there.
Yes, who have we got?
Lexi. Hello, Lexi.
G'day, Fat Rabsy and King of Kings.
You're from Beechworth. How's Beechworth?
Bloody beautiful. Just been out of the hives and had a couple of frothies after I knocked off, so it's been a great day, Billy.
You've knocked off. What do you do?
I'm a painter and decorator, mate, working for myself around town.
On the tools.
On the tools, mate, tradie.
Good bakery at Beechworth?
Yeah, great bakery at Beechworth, especially their veggie scrolls, mate.
Veggie scrolls?
Gold.
Gold.
All the beasting. All the beasting.
Righto. And the dogs. What's going on with the doggies, Lexi?
Oh, geez, I don't know, mate. After 2016, it's just been like a up and downhill Luna Park ride. Jesus, what's going on? We'll never close.
All right, Lex, we got Jaden on the line, Fern Tree Gully. Hello, Jaden.
G'day, gents. How are we, boys?
Good. And you're a tiger.
I am a mighty fighting tiger. Hopefully our youngsters can get their stuff together and hopefully get a couple of wins on the board.
I think you're supposed to say shit together.
I didn't want to say that.
Good boy. It's not tiger time, really, is it?
Not really, unfortunately not, Billy. Nah. But I'm sure in the next couple of years we'll be fighting fit like we were a couple of years ago, hopefully.
You won three in about 4 years. Yeah, exactly. So,
yeah, we've had our fun, haven't we?
A nice run, Jados.
So you're all over the Grand Prix and the footy and everything else?
Yeah, mate, absolutely. I'm a big F1 fan, so I'm actually heading to the Grand Prix this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. So hopefully the sun's out, which looks like it will be, and we'll have a few beers and everything. Should be good.
Here we go. Lexi. Shut up, Jaden. Lexi, you're Lexi and Jaden, you're Jaden.
That's it.
Thanks, Fat. Yep. Didn't know that.
All right. Here we go. What will the new Tasmanian AFL team be known as?
Lex.
Jaden.
Lexi.
Devils.
Bang.
Right away.
Oh, they're good, these two. Yep. Normally, we're not sure, but these two are good, tell, Jim. Yes. The Formula One Rolex, Australian Grand Prix, hits Albert Park this weekend. Yes. Name the two Aussies driving.
Jaden.
Lex.
Yes, Jaden.
Oscar Piastri and Daniel Ricciardo.
Oh, Danny Rick.
Oh, bang, bang.
All right, she's,
they're good,
got
Jimmy.
A ring-a-ding look about it, this one.
Oh, this is what we like, a bit of song, a bit of dance, a bit of music.
Yes.
Do you know, on this day in 2020... Kenny Rogers passed away.
I did not know that.
And he's got one of the great songs, The Gambler.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to play a nice line out of The Gambler, and you boys bring it home.
Come on.
Lexi, you're up first. Come on.
Right, Bill.
Get into it. Get in.
You're going to play the game, boy. You got to learn to play it right. You got
when to run. Oh, no. Nah. Know when to fold 'em, know when to, I don't know, scold 'em, know when to hang up and when to walk away. You better count your money. Not while you're at the table. I've got no Aussie, but I'll keep going.
No, we can. Lex, we don't mind you throwing incorrect lyrics in as long as you do it with the right passion.
Exactly. And that
cheers,
was
Jim.
All right.
Righto, Jaden, you ready?
Oh, yeah, somewhat. Let's give it a crack.
Said if you're going to play the game, boy, you got to learn to play it right. You got
nowhere to hold him. Nowhere to told you something. I can't remember the
fold
voice.
Keep going.
Nowhere to fold him. Nowhere to run. You got nowhere to. Oh, that's it.
You got nowhere to hold him.
Yeah, you
know when to fold them, when to fold them. Know when to walk away, know when to run.
You got to count on that.
We have to give it to Lex. At least he got to the end.
Oh, yeah.
You got to know that song, boys. Fair dinkum.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, it's a poor effort, isn't it?
Scoreboard.
2-1, Lexi.
Righto, come on, Jado.
All right.
Which Premier League club is managed by Ange Postecoglou?
Lex. Jaden.
Oh, I thought I heard Jaden.
Oh!
I thought I could hear. Jados.
Tottenham Hotspur.
Now we got a ring-a-ding. She's two apiece.
Right, these two are good.
You might get looked after here, Lexi.
They like their footy.
Don't crack them.
Disco.
No, it's got to drop. Which Giants forward currently leads the Coleman medal with 10 goals after 2 games?
Jaden.
Lex.
Yes, Lexi.
Lexi.
I'm frozen. I can't.
Oh, Jados.
Jesse Hogan.
Oh. Bang! Lex, I've given you every leg up I could give you.
You did, Jim.
Yes.
You did.
Well done, Jaden.
The hardest part is waiting for excruciating Billy's. Bloody questions.
Oh, shut up, Lex. Jaden, well done. You have won.
Jaden, you've got yourself a $200 Neverland store voucher, mate.
Lovely.
And well done.
Friday the 22nd of March to the 25th of March, by the way, is their warehouse sale, 30 Warwick Avenue, Preston.
Nice.
And we'll give Lex a Zonzo Estate voucher, $150 voucher, if you don't mind. That's brilliant, Zonzo Estate,
by the way.
Taste of summer with Zoncello by Zonzo Estate. Inspired by the flavours of Italy, Zoncello Limoncello Spritz. Delicious.
Nice. Lexi likes a drink too, don't you?
Oh, thanks, team. I absolutely love your show. It makes my day every day.
good on you, man. Mate.
He's a good boy.
Good boy.
Lexi up there in Beechworth.
Good boys, in fact. I like good contestants.
Very good. Yeah, well done.
Triple M Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I'm going nude for the next break.
No, he's back in his chair.
Oh, no.
I've got to
turn him off.
James Brayshaw.
He's the king of kings.
Billy Brownless.
He's everything to me.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour. Nad Fife and Gunther Steiner still to come. And it's all
keep
thanks.
Keep putting an H in there, don't
I know.
Gunther Steiner, all thanks to the Ford Ranger. The Ford Ranger is Australia's number one selling vehicle, JB.
Well, the Sport, the Wild Track, the Platinum, the Raptor. Models everywhere. I tell you, the boys on the line before.
Yeah.
The tradies love them, Bill.
They love them.
There's about 8 houses being built around my joint. Most of the trucks are Ford Rangers.
Is that part of the traffic that
keeps you late? No, not right where I am. Beach Road.
Well, you're right.
Me a few
the Ranger has evolved from a work vehicle, we're talking about that, into an essential part of Aussie life.
Right.
Catering to tradies, families, office workers and adventure seekers.
So wouldn't you rather be driving the number one selling vehicle, the Ford Ranger? Discover it yourself at your local Ford dealer, Bill.
Big, big, big news, Jim.
What?
I've got an interview tomorrow that I can't tell you who it is, but I know we crap on sometimes.
You a lot.
And we add a bit of mayo, but this is a big name.
Mm-hmm.
The interviewee only wants to be interviewed by me, not you, which makes things awkward. And it'll be a sit-down chat. Think of Andrew Denton, David Letterman, Parkinson, one of those. It'll be
people that can speak Queen's English.
That's like me, and I'll be asking the interviewee questions.
Look, he's just held up about four pages.
I know, that's the homework, the research. Just not a suburb, my
that
friend.
That Joey's done, the research yeah, Joey's done.
Can you give us an inkling as to who it might be?
No!
Do they drive vehicles?
I said no!
Oh, my God.
Whatever that is, that's coming up next.
Big name for tomorrow. Is it going to be on tomorrow?
Yep.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Time to touch the Rush Hour family. 1-3-3-5-3.
No, it is not time to do that.
It is.
Triple M's Guernsey Cash. Here we go.
Righto.
Who's playing?
Jig.
Jig.
What kind of name's Jig? Jig.
Here we go, gents.
Good, Jig. Where'd you get that name?
Nah, my name's Jake, but everyone calls me Jig, so I just thought I'd use that to you today. So. Oh,
well done, Jig Racing.
I thought it might get me through.
Good.
What do you do, Jig?
I'm in construction. I do sales in construction. So I go around to chippies and that sort of thing and try and sell whatever's in the back of my car, to be honest, Bill.
Righto. Fair enough, Jig.
That'll do.
Yeah, that's good. And you know your footy and know your numbers?
Yeah, I know my footy. Yeah, I'm a D's man, so I'm pretty good with the D's boys. So we'll see how we go.
Well, good luck, Jimmy boy. Here
yes,
we go.
Indeed, good luck. Now, what are the rules, please, Bartholomew?
Well, if you want to win the $10,000, here's how you go. 30 seconds on the clock. We'll read out a current or former AFL player and their team. You need to tell us which number they wore for that team. If they've worn multiple numbers for that club, we'll accept either. You can pass and we'll come back to it if there is time. You get all 10 right, like Alessio did the other week.
Mm.
You win $10,000 and your time starts as soon as JB finishes reading out the first player and club.
All right, you ready to go, Jig?
Come on, Jig.
Ready to go.
Here
lads,
we go. Gary Ablett, Senior, Geelong.
5.
Andrew McLeod, Adelaide.
23.
Dom Sheed, West Coast.
11.
Ed Richards, Western Bulldogs.
20.
Matthew Leuenberger, Brisbane.
23.
Ryan Crowley, Fremantle.
15.
Daniel Jackson, Richmond.
23.
Michael Osborne, Hawthorne.
7.
Sam Day, Gold Coast.
39.
Tom Cleary, Port Adelaide.
17.
Oh, he's absolutely romped it.
He has. It's still time, too.
Still plenty of time.
Amazing amount
One,
of time
two,
left.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Oh, no.
Dom Sheed, West Coast.
Far out.
Oh, yeah. I'm
you want to have another go at that?
Dom Sheed, West Coast.
Oh, that's stumped me, has it?
You said 11.
I've seen the back of his jersey a million times kicking that goal.
Yeah, exactly, mate. Number four.
Number four. Far out, lads.
You nailed the other nine, and that was a bloody hard one.
Leuenberger, that was a bloody good get at 23.
Michael
Ryan Crowley.
Osborne,
Sam.
Oh, I tell you what, boys, I've been telling everyone I'll get this. Jeez, mate.
You were so close.
You know what he did well? Sam Day, you would have thought 12, but he did wear 39 at one stage. That was a good...
He started at 39 head. Moved across.
Jeez, Jig, that was really good. But
that's so close.
Dom Sheed.
Yep.
Far out, he's four. He's the jersey I've seen the most.
No.
Oh, mate, we're going to give you a $200 Neverland store voucher to Home of Australian Streetwear just for that absolutely amazing crack you just had then.
Yep. Cheers, lads. I'll use a different name next time and I'll be back.
Sorry, Jiggy.
Well done, Jig. I feel for you. That's bloody close.
Jig-a-jig.
Well, another chance tomorrow for someone to win $10,000 straight after 5. That was so close.
He'll be spewing on Dom Sheed. That was nearly the easiest number there.
It was. I cannot believe it.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
See if we can get the show back on track.
You got no chance.
Triple M's Rush Hour. James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless, all thanks to the Ford Ranger. Wouldn't you rather be driving Australia's number one selling vehicle, the Ford Ranger? Discover why at your local Ford dealer.
Time to catch up with what's happening on Listener Fat. Some amazing podcasts on there.
Exactly.
Including the midweek, Rob.
Exactly right, Jimmy Boy. And Daisy and Joey spoke about who they think should be captain and coach of the new Tassie team.
How old's Nick Dacos now? 20?
He's only 20.
So that's 24.
You're going to rip Nick Dacos out of Collingwood?
Well, if you can take anyone, he's the best player in the comp. Imagine him teaching other midfielders to be more like him. And I'm going for a coach, another young one, Scott Selwood.
I think they still would go with to start someone who's had a lot of experience as a coach. I would take Chris Scott because I think the way that you would build this Tassie, the club, would be a lot like the way they've done it at Geelong. I think he would have all that expertise about building a club that would suit the Hobart or Tassie lifestyle. Maybe I'd go Riley Sanders, who is a Tasmanian from North Launceston.
Okay. Yeah.
I think having a local as the young sort of captain, I reckon 4 years' time, he'd be a, you know, top sort of 50 player in the competition. And maybe he's ready to go.
You can hear the midweek rub straight after us on Triple M Melbourne, or you can grab it right now on the listener app.
Chris Scott, I hear more and more happy residing in Geelong.
Oh, loves
it. Going to take a very big crowbar to wedge him out of there.
He's got a farm now.
Loves it. Yeah. Absolutely loves it. All right, speaking of the listener app and podcasting, Footy Talk.
Yep.
Abby Holmes spoke earlier today about a missed opportunity around fixturing for the AFL.
Thousands of people are descending on Victoria, coming to Melbourne for the Grand Prix, not just from around Australia, but around the world, right? There is not a night game in Melbourne on Friday and Saturday night. Friday, of course, up in Adelaide, and Saturday night's in Sydney. So I've heard by a number of people the last few days that said we would have loved to have come to Melbourne, gone to the race or the track during the day, yes, but then potentially gone and caught a game in Melbourne. But there is not a night game at Marvel nor the MCG.
You can get Footy Talk Monday to Thursday on the Listener app. Make sure you download the Listener app today.
Hard to argue with that.
That is very interesting. Mm. What time's the North game? 4 o'clock, is it?
1:45.
I'll finish at 4.
Mm. Yeah.
That's a good
probably
point.
Probably should add one somewhere in there. I agree with that. All right. Must listen to the Listener app. Get stuck into that now.
Speaking of that North game.
Oh, my goodness.
They're up against Freo.
Yes.
Now, this is and the superstar we're about to speak to. One of my favourites. The great Nat Fyfe.
Nat?
Okay, not going to finish that.
He's so stunned he can't speak.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Oh, is that a smile? Yeah. I've got a smile.
The smile is because you are an idiot.
Fremantle are in town this weekend, taking on your North Melbourne Kangaroos, and we're joined by their two-time Brownlow medalist, Nat Fyfe.
It's inside attacking 50, though, for the Fremantle Dockers. Fyfe! Fyfe!
Fyfe! Hello, long kick to Fyfe! Oh, a screamer on the wing!
And there's punches everywhere. Fyfe's grabbed it, and Fyfe's kicked an absolute belter. What a read from the two-time Brownlow medalist, and they mob it.
Now, Bill.
Yes.
Some players we need to roll down the whole resume. So the two Brownlows we know about.
Yes.
Three All-Australian, three best and fairest at the famous Fremantle Football Club, the Doig medalist. Two times AFLPA Player of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
Twice, if you don't mind. Well, and a superstar and one of our all-time best mates.
Yes.
And he joins us best from the West. Nat Fyfe, welcome to you.
James, Bill, thanks very much for having me.
How are you, Fyfe? You're looking good. I just saw you briefly there, but you cut out. So looking good over there in beautiful Frio.
Yeah, late March is always good. And the end of pre-season, sun's been shining. The tan is working nicely. And we won round one, so everyone's glowing at the club.
I tell you how good he looks, Fat.
Yes, how good, Jim?
My much better half. I don't know if you've seen a photo of my better half, Fyfe, but she is a better half.
She is.
Has no interest in going into the dressing rooms of any football club ever, even with the family ties.
What about the nephew?
Well, no, so what she does every time Freo are playing and she's at the ground, she goes, I'd like to go and see Andrew down in the rooms.
So
I'm like, you can see him any time of the year. You got no interest in tiny little Steve.
No.
You want to see the main man.
Oh, the muscles.
And I think she's not the only one, Fyfe, that gets into the Fremantle rooms wanting to see the champ.
Yeah, well, I mean, it'd be nice to get Mum and Dad down there every now and then as well. But,
come up from Lake Grace, you've got to get the old man out of the truck.
Yeah, you get him up there or down there?
Well, he actually was in there on the weekend, and I think that's the first time in about 4 years he's been in the room. So we gave him a clip and said, mate, we're probably closer to the end than the start. I reckon we start cashing in a few of these opportunities.
Was he a footballer?
Nah, no sporting talent in the family to speak of.
None at all?
None. Very concerning, actually.
Yeah, so it is your dad. Yeah, of course it is. But where's it all come from then, Fyfe?
Maybe a bit further up the tree, Bill. I don't know. Or maybe it was all just funneled into me, and my brother and sister missed out stiff.
Hey, mate, back to your best on the weekend, getting a heap of it in close, as Bill said, covering the ground. So from the outside looking in, it looks like your body's doing the right thing by you and you're running on top of the ground.
The trend's your friend, as Rossi Lyon used to say. But we are we're slightly better each week, which is positive. And I've done a few different things with my body to allow me to get some confidence and actually get through some training sessions. So, yeah, nice to get through pre-season and then play one game and playing a slightly different role now, you'd notice, which allows your Sarongs and Brayshaws and Hayden Young and Matty Johnson, Neil Rowe, these guys just to absolutely get their hands on the ball and do damage with it.
So when you say you've done some things differently, yes. We see Christian Petrarca go to the Red Bull with Trav Boak and all the rest of it, people doing funky things with their
yoga
preseason.
And
yep. What about you? What are the different things?
There's a bit of that. Like I went to the ends of what I felt Western medicine could offer me. I had everything cut open and injected and as many painkillers and anti-inflammatories as I could throw up my system, and I just wasn't getting anywhere. So lucky enough over the off-season to go to India, and they kind of treat the body a bit more holistically, and that introduced me to a new sort of way of looking at what was going into my system and how I was treating the whole unit is one, a bit more yoga, as you mentioned, and that sort of brought me back and connected me with a few people here in Western Australia that are giving me great confidence. On the weekend, actually, I was chirped about going to India. I got in a bit of a scuffle and someone's leant over and said, go back to India, mate, which is the sort of chirp that I absolutely live for.
Yeah. Crystals and all that?
Bit like the chakra cleansing, are you referring to?
I'm not sure what I'm referring to.
Are you into a bit of that sort of stuff?
No, I'm not at all. But my daughter is. She's found herself in Byron Bay, and she had these crystals, and she put them out at night, and I don't know what it all means. But anyway, it's working for her.
If it helps you sleep at night and find the footy a few more times, then I'm open to whatever's out there.
You also went surfing with Howie, didn't you, up in Indonesia?
Did, yeah, on the way back from India, sort of Howie and his mate Paul and Shin, we got together in Sumatra and caught a couple of waves, talked a bit of pump. Yeah, it was a nice week.
Good. Is Howie any good on the board?
He goes all right. Yeah, he's probably better on the chirp in the lineup, as you can imagine.
Yes, exactly. ever had 46 in a game, Nat Fox?
I haven't. I think I've snuck my way over 40 once or twice, but no, that was fairly impressive work.
Oh, he just keeps going, doesn't he? Keeps running.
He got tagged in the second half as well, you know.
Weren't you helping out there?
I sort of dished him off one or two because I remember when I used to get tagged about a decade ago, I used to like it when people would give me a couple around the back.
Hey, Fife, can I ask you this? You are a midfielder, obviously, and an unbelievably good one, but also an exceptional mark over your head.
Mm.
Is the craft of that for midfielders going out of the game? You rarely see, you got yourself, you got, you know, Marcus Bontempelli can do it a bit. I'm trying to think, Isaac Heaney now going inside, he takes the marks beautifully over his head. But it used to be that most really good midfielders are also able to take, you know, contested overhead marks, but it doesn't seem to happen much anymore.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. I mean, there is these hybrid players that can sort of play forward and utilise their skills over head. I think Chad Warner's another one from Sydney who's sort of doing it a bit as well. And it seems to come and go in trends because once you know someone is a decent mark, they get in sort of team defence, they just sort of get sat on a bit and so the opportunities aren't there as much. And we probably valued that run over the last 4 or 5 years, these freak two-way athletes who can run up and down as opposed to the bulldozers that can take a mark. But hopefully, and talking with a little bit of bias, hopefully that comes back into the game where we can see the taller, bigger marking midfielders.
Jai Amis going beautifully. It just looks like he never sleeps. He always looks so tired.
He lived with me for a year and a half, and I can assure you he's getting plenty of rest. The bloke's hardly awake.
I just saw him on the weekend. He just looks so tired.
A very casual operator. He's quite funny, and he won't mind me saying this, but once you get to 14, 15 years in your career, you start to, you know, look at training and captain's run, and you think, oh, I could probably do without this. He's in his third year and he's already thinking that way. He's your genuine full forward, doesn't want to leave the square, just wants to get it 10 times, kick 5 goals, and we love him.
Like it.
Looking at number 8, Fifey, I know he had knee concerns for much of last year. He looks at the moment like he is also covering the ground nicely.
Yep. Yeah, he had a few hiccups through the preseason with his body and got engaged as well. So that obviously drags a bit of energy away from your focus. So congratulations to him there. But, yeah, back to some of his more damaging bets on the weekend. And I think he'll be Take a few weeks to find that consistency of form, but if him, Hayden Young and Sarong can do what they do in there, and sort of Jager O'Meara and me, can we just sort of fill in the blanks where we needed to, we start to get a bit of depth through our midfield.
What about those two names? O'Meara and...
Still to come in.
Two of the best looking blokes.
Oh, no, good looking boys. Oh,
yeah, who's better looking?
Well, you can't put me in the same category as him. He's ridiculous.
Jager? He looks like something out of Top Gun.
Yeah, and inside too. Just a polished operator all around, really.
About that. Now, tell me this. Luke Jackson, very impressive on the weekend, and he's getting better and better and better in the Freo jumper. He and Big Das, are they going to be able to combine and get both of their roles right, do you think?
I think so, yeah. So Shawnee's out for 5 or 6 weeks, so Luke will play more ruck time. He's seemingly cracked the code on preparation. You always see him doing a little bit extra with his stretching and hanging around after training and do a few extras on the jump bag and those sorts of things, which take you from a good player to a really consistent great player. So he's exciting where he's at. And if Sean can come in and get a good run with his body, I think the two of them can work in tandem. And what roles, not really sure yet, because Luke can play as a midfielder as well. He doesn't have to play as a tall, which is scary for the rest of us. But, hopefully both of those big boys can fire at once.
And go forward also. Hey, Michael Friedrich, he's just great to watch. Did he do a backflip there at one stage?
He did do a backflip last year after kicking a goal. Yes. I think they played it on ESPN over in the States. Unbelievable.
Who did that in the cricket?
Oh, from the West Indies.
Yeah.
Yeah, Trevor, someone or other.
He took his first wicket.
Yeah, he did a backflip. He's famous for that in the
But it's strange to see it out on the ground that. Yeah.
Well,
you'd give it a go, Bill?
Well, I wouldn't, to be honest, Nat. No. You got to know your limitations.
Of course.
Yes.
Hey, well, we've got about a couple of minutes left with the great man before we need to let him go.
It's good to talk to him.
Oh, no, we love it. So, India, I saw you doing some nice dancing and wearing the traditional dress, Fifey. That was absolutely brilliant. What's on the bucket list going forward? You've ticked most of the globe off.
Yeah, good call. I'd love to do a bit of sort of the Far East of Europe, other side of Poland, sort of Russia area, and then maybe Tibet, China, Mongolia, that sort of area. I'm sure there's some spiritual nourishment I can absorb from those parts of the world. That's probably next, I'd say, mate.
Wow. Geez, that's interesting. Because you're also a pilot, is that right? You fly a helicopter. You've done a few things, ride horses. You obviously love the surfing. At boarding school, you're a cox in the rowing team.
You slip the riding horses in?
Oh, I might have added that. I've just added that in, but just go with it, Fifey. You used to ride, you're going to ride in the Melbourne Cup, and you said, no. Yes. You've done a few things.
Well, in your 20s, you were all searching sort of for something, and I was, I was pretty keen to try everything I could get my hands on, and now I'm... a bit older and a bit settling down a bit. I'm not doing quite as much, but still curious to see what else is out there.
Was there at any stage you could have left Freo and gone to another club?
Not realistically. There's a few.
What does that mean?
Well, I mean, I'm the sort of guy that likes to keep moving. Yes. I like to not stay in one place for too long. Just to keep challenging yourself and upgrading the way you think about things. But with footy, I really value loyalty and playing long games and winning in the end. So, entertained a few offers just to see what was out there. But, Freo was always where I wanted to be.
And you've also done some fine work on the Seven Network, analysing the game and sitting on panels. And I'd like to see you, when you decide to finish, Fifey, which might be 2, 3, 4, 5 years, whatever you want to do, you'll do what you want. But when you finish, I'd like to see you back doing a bit of that because I'm sick of doing the eye candy for the whole bloody network. I need some help.
What a flog.
Give me a couple of years and I'll come and give you a hand.
What about Pav?
He's on Fox.
He gets a big hooter up there, I see. Oh, that was Fox, was it?
He's on another network.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, everyone who's loved you over the journey watching you play footy was so pleased round one. You looked like exactly the Nat Fife that we've all come to love watching. Good luck this week, although not too much luck, against the Kangaroos, of course. Marvel Stadium, 1:45. We can't wait.
Thanks, James. Thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, Fifey.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Still ruled out over there, Jim. They're plantar fascia.
plenty of phasicists.
That's it. What a thrill this is. We are joined by Formula One legend Gunther Steiner.
Our next guest is one of the most popular people in Formula One because he always says it like it is.
You finish fourth and fifth here. You look like rock stars, huh? And now we're a bunch of wanker.
And has a beautiful way with words.
Hello, fish. Can you bite, please? This should be relaxing. It's boring.
Please welcome former Haas team principal, Gunther Steiner.
Gunther, welcome to you. We are not worthy of the Drive to Survive series. You were so brilliant in that. It's made you a global superstar if you weren't already.
I don't know about that one, but thanks for having me.
You're in Melbourne now. Do people recognise you? Do they come up and go, hey, Gunther, how are you?
Yeah, a lot of people come in the airport. You know, when the F1 races around, I've been recognised pretty well. But, you know, you get used to it.
Did you ever think when you were running Haas and doing that job that this documentary series would turn you into what you are now? Did you ever see that happening?
No. That's a short answer. No, I didn't see that one coming.
But you were so honest. What we loved about it, I mean, the series was brilliant. But every time you were on it, you could tell that it was the authentic person. You didn't give a stuff that there were cameras there. You were just yourself. And that's what I think everyone loved.
Yeah, I think. But as I always say, it's easy for me because I'm just myself. I don't have to think what I'm doing. I just do my job. And there's good people around filming it, taking the audio and doing the job. So as you say, I'm just myself.
What was the job like? You must have loved it, but did you get stressed? How did you go with it all?
I mean, obviously in Formula One, I think everybody gets stressed out. It's quite intense. It's not an easy job. And it's, you know, with more than 20 races a year, it's hard work as well. Mm.
Hey, Gunther, as we move on to the current Formula One series, and of course we're only in the early stages, but it gives us the shits that Max Verstappen just wins every race. Is there anyone else who's going to beat him at any stage?
Anyone.
Hopefully, yes. I don't know who it will be because I'm with you guys in the moment. I cannot see anyone coming in to do it. But like all these things, I think you have to see the glass half full here. And at some stage, somebody will come and take away from him. Domination always ended somewhere and somehow. I mean, how long it will take, I don't know. But the first two races, he was quite dominant. Without the quiet, he was dominant.
He was, yes. Seems too good. What about Oscar Piastri? Someone like that, a young kid coming through. And how good is he, the Aussie boy?
I think we start with your second question. How good he is. I think he's pretty good because coming into McLaren with having Lando Norris there, which is one of the future champions or can be one of the future champions, and he can stand up to him. He beat him a few times last year in his rookie year, which says a lot, you know. So again, becoming a champion, you need to be at the right place at the right time. And sometimes that's out of your hands. But in the moment, I think he's in a very good team for his first years in Formula One. And then if he does well there, for sure one of the potential world champions picks him up. And maybe he can even stay where he is with McLaren, because McLaren is a strong team.
Well, we didn't know that much about you until you made a legend of yourself in the Drive to Survive series. But we did know Daniel Ricciardo was a properly funny bastard. And when he was on that show, the world suddenly wrapped their arms around this young man. He's a character. That's what we love about him.
Absolutely, you know, and he has a good smile, you know. Yes. He sees things pretty light-hearted most of the times, you know. Obviously, when he's racing, I think he gets stressed out as well as we all do in Formula One. It's not this easy that you can always just smile and laugh.
But it does help, doesn't it? Even when you're going ordinary, that big smile, I think everyone just loved that, and they all loved him.
Yeah, for sure that helps, but it helps not only to be loved by the people, it helps yourself as well, that you take it you take it lightly, you know. You're not dwelling on bad results, you just keep on going. And I think that is part of what Dan is doing, you know. He's having a few tough years now, but he still keeps on going and trying to do his best.
Yep.
Now, Gunther Steiner, we're speaking to the legend who's about to, of course, be a part of Channel 10's coverage of the Aussie Formula One and will be brilliant. Now, from the outside looking in, Gunther, it looks like the F1 drivers don't like each other at all. Is that the case?
I wouldn't say at all. Out on the track, they don't like each other at all because everybody's out there for himself, you know. So it should be as well, you know. But outside of the car, I think some get on better than some of the other ones. But no, I think in general, they don't hate each other. I mean, for sure, there are a few hates in there.
By the way, tell us who they are, Gunter.
Come on, Gunter.
I don't really know who that is. We need to ask the drivers. We can ask them on Network 10 in Melbourne. Who do you hate?
Yeah, it's good. If you're a Drive to Survive fan or a Formula One fan, tonight you can see an evening with Gunter Steiner happening at the Arts Centre. Get your tickets, artscentremelbourne.com.au.
What are you doing? Cashies, are you, Gunter? On the speaking tour now.
Yeah, I do a little bit of everything, you know. I did the book, and I'm not a team principal in the moment, so I need to do something to make a living, huh?
See that? You got the arse from Haas? We shouldn't say that.
You can't be saying that. Our special guest.
Well, Jim, he got the arse from Haas.
That is Australia. That is Australian humour.
You're an intelligent man. You've had the big jobs, but you're fluent in German, Italian and English. That's a good effort, Gunter.
Yeah, I don't know how fluent my English is, but it's okay, you know, to get around. Yeah, no, I grew up speaking Italian. I was born in Italy, but in the north of Italy, and we speak both languages there, German and Italian, so I grew up doing that one. And then English I learned when I was over 20 years old. Therefore, it isn't this good, you know.
Well, now you're living in North Carolina and you're trying to learn American. Oh. And that's harder than any other language, Gunter.
Oh, exactly.
I've given up on that one. I talk.
What do you love about Australia, Gunter? Or what are you looking forward to? The kangaroo or the Vegemite or all that crap?
No, the Vegemite not. We start with that one. No, the kangaroos, I hope I don't run into any. I've seen them, you know. It's in general. It's always a cool place to come to. I think that people are passionate. You go out there. It's near the city. It's in the city, but not a city circuit. You know, it's just a good place. The weather normally is good. I saw it will be a little bit colder this weekend, but not really cold, so we'll be fine. But it's just a good vibe always in Australia, and the fans, they are second to none.
Mm. Well, and you're from the north of Italy, so you'll be an enjoyer of fine wine. Oh. There's beautiful wine in Australia, Gunter.
I know it all, you know, so I keep on trying.
Keep on trying.
Hey, great chatting to you. Yes. Can't wait to see you part of the F1 coverage. And where do people catch up with the evening with the rabbits?
Be quick. Get to artscentremelbourne.com.au. It's an evening with Gunter Steiner at Arts Centre Melbourne tonight, JB.
Great chatting to you, mate. Enjoy the Aussie F1.
Thank you, guys, and see you soon.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What do you do that you now just can't be asked doing?
Going for a run.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
You didn't need the prop.
That's a visual prop to a horrifically bad joke.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
About to get to Bill's joke. By the way, if you have a joke, make sure you go to the Triple M website and submit yours. We'll choose the best jokes for Bill to read out over the next few weeks, and you could win yourself a money can't buy experience to the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, March 27 to April 21. Book now at comedyfestival.com.au.
So he needs help.
Yep.
That's what you're saying?
Big time.
No, I would agree.
Not really. They've been pretty good.
No, horrible yesterday. By the way, Andy, always the biggest guest
on this
show.
It's been a rocky road.
Andy Lee.
Andy Lee. Board.
And I read down here where it says, Big Bill's secret guest.
Exactly.
What
right.
does that mean?
Well, I can't say too much. Right. We spoke about it at 5:05, of course. But so it's a big, big guest, and it's all exclusive, and it's very quiet. You'll find out tomorrow, but it's big.
But what's
big.
What's with a Big Bill's secret guest?
Well, because they didn't want to talk to... It's a bit embarrassing. It's awkward. No. Oh, don't like Rabs, but don't like you. So it's awkward.
Since when did you become Big Bill?
Yeah, exactly.
Big Bill's house.
Big Bill's house. And now we're... Here's Big Bill.
Get stuff.
Get stuff. All right, so yeah, that's tomorrow. All coming up tomorrow. Big show. Big show. But now...
A big joke.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke. Save on selected Toyo passenger and SUV tyres at Tyre Power. Buy three, get one free at Tyre Power.
Oh, look, he's given up on it already.
No,
look
I haven't.
The face on him.
No, I just need some plum bon moi, please.
Well, you do need it.
Hit the right button tonight, Rabbits.
Thanks to Tyre Power.
Mm. Oh, good friends.
Buy three, get one free. Yes. Toyo.
buy one and get three free.
Oh, that'd be,
is that it?
No, buy three, get one.
Oh, Mr. Typower just fell over.
Oh, my God.
Rolling down the street.
Oh, big night last night, Jimmy. I went to the Bot, of course. I had a beautiful dinner there. I was on the head table.
Are you placing the joke within your own life?
Yeah, I am. Because this actually happened last night. It's not really a joke, so I don't know. So big night there. Nearly had a threesome. The other two didn't turn up.
Oh my. How many? Raps. Is that the 10th?
No, that's not.
I'm looking out for the boys. How many times have we heard that joke?
They wouldn't. Look at them. Got
five. Beersy said five.
I'll tell you what, you'd never go to happy hour with any of them out there. None of them smile. None of them do anything.
Jasper's got his earphones in the whole time.
Jasper,
I don't even know.
He
what
doesn't even know football,
to.
Doesn't know jokes.
Joey, we can't see.
Can't see. See his little hair poking up.
I didn't mind it because it's real. It's realistic.
Well, that's true. That is actually what happens to him every night. He thinks he's a chance for a threesome every night until no one turns up.
Not one.
Not a one.
Not a one.
What the hell?
Not a bloody one.
Yeah, that's what you're doing now. You're just going back to go forward.
Good old ones. I found him. What else? Three ducks walk into a bar.
No, not gold puddles.
Go in there.
What do you do if your girlfriend starts smoking?
No, we're not going there either. We're not going to Thailand. We're not going anywhere. We're not even riding a bike through the Vatican City.
No.
Pigeons?
No, we're not going to
pigeons.
No, no, no.
The pigeon?
No.
I like the pigeon.
No.
Family booked into the motel.
Oh, no. We're not going. Certainly not going.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.